time today?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order for the Winter Springs Code Enforcement for February. Before we move forward, I'd like to ask everybody to take their cell phones and put them on silent for us. With that, can we proceed with the roll call?
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Greg Guerrero.
Here.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz.
Here.
Board Member Maurice Capro.
Here.
Board Member Janice Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
This time we'll rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Beforehand, we'll have a small moment of silence for the men and women that serve and protect our country. Mr. Rivera, would you lead us?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Mr. Burns to the board. Appreciate your voluntary position here. It's not a very high paid one, so thanks for stepping up to the plate.
Lots of zeros on your paycheck.
Captain Track, do we have any agenda changes tonight?
We do not.
So we'll go as proceeding. Everybody that's going to give testimony tonight, would you please come forward and be sworn in? Thank you, Jonah. Did the board members have a chance to review the January minutes?
Yes, sir. And I move we accept them.
I'll second that.
Got a first and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Guerrero.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye. All right, with that, Mr. McLaren, first one. Let's go.
This is going to be item number 500. It's going to be case number 2018 CE002545. Address of 209 North Alderwood Street. Shown as owner of Randy A. Marvin. Violation of IPMC code 304.7, roofs and drainage. Date of service, February 9th of 2019. And the inspector is myself, Richard McLaren. The complaint was received from road patrol of the house with tarps being utilized as covering over majority of the house. Inspection found a single-story house with tarps covering over 75% of the residents. A notice of code violation was prepared and mailed certified return receipt, which was returned unclaimed by the property owner on November 15th, 2018. Notice was then posted at the property on that date. No contact until today was made with the resident in reference to the violation. This is the house in question, and you can see how it is covered in gray tarps. There's another closer up picture. I'm actually going to adjust my recommendation that if you found a violation of the city ordinance decided, I originally have it until April 12th, but however, speaking with the resident, they do have most of the stuff prepared and set up. It's just a question of finances. So I have for April 12th. I'm actually going to push it up to September 30th. To give them time to get this taken care of, because I do believe that they will take care of this and there won't be an issue with it to come into compliance. And if not, that $150 daily fine be opposed.
So we're going to push it up to
September 30th.
September 30th, 2019.
Yes, sir.
We'll still keep the fine of $150 a day.
Yes, sir.
And just let the record reflect that there was a mistake on there of 2019, but it was 2018. Okay.
Yes,
we have any questions for Inspector McLaren?
Yeah. It's pushed to September 30th?
Yes, sir.
With the fine being imposed after September 30th?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. At $50 a day?
100.
I have 150.
150 a day.
You can go 50,
okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Anybody else? Any questions? Is the respondent here? You guys would step forward, state your name and your full address, and then you can speak.
I'm Thomas Maslink, 1308 Alberta Drive, Winter Park, Florida. I'm here as an authorized representative of Mr. Marvin.
Randy A. Marvin, 209 North Alderwood Street, Winter Springs, Florida, 32708.
Floor's all yours, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a chance to speak with the inspector, and we agree with his findings. Mr. Marvin's a low-income disabled veteran and a resident of Winter Springs for over 25 years. What happened was a branch fell on his house. He had no insurance at the time. The insurance has lapsed, and he's a little bit behind in his house payments. And so what he did is he got some high-quality, heavy-duty tarps to tarp his house, which did stop all leakage. There's been no water leakage in his house since then. And so what he definitely does want to repair the house as soon as he can. He already has gathered much of the materials that he needs. Now he's just saving up the money to pay for the labor. We see no problem at this time to complete the repairs no later than 30 September of 2019. And he will also inform the code enforcement board when the repairs are completed.
And we know we have to get a permit for this.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for the respondents?
No.
Anything further?
No.
Thank you.
I will make a motion.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I move to accept the staff's recommendation.
Any seconds?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrero.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, sir, for serving.
Yeah, thank you for serving.
Sir.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Marvin.
Thank you.
Thank you for serving.
See, there's your wild card.
Jeez.
Inspector McLaren.
Okay, next up on the agenda, it's going to be a non-compliance case, item number 600. It's case number 2018-CE-001304, 238 Highlands Glen Circle. The property owner is Robert J. Long. The violations were IPMC 304.2 for protective treatment and 304.9 for overhang extension. The original hearing date was September the 25th of 2018. The date of service was February 9th of 2018. The inspector is myself, Inspector McLaren. The case was heard before the code board on September the 25th, 2018, reference to a screened-in porch to the rear of the residence having rotting wood and being in disrepair. The property was found in violation and given until October 12th of 2018 to come into compliance, which was not done. Property was posted reference to a non-compliance hearing with the notice being mailed out, certified return mail, receipt requested, and there's been no contact with the resident. This is the original picture, and unfortunately it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
But towards the roof over here, thank you. You can see right here where there's rotting wood and there's holes in the screen, which unfortunately I really didn't get a good picture of. However, on the new picture, you can see where there's the wood's rotting over here. You have a big tear here. And on the next one, here's the rotting wood on there. And the screen basically in disrepair. I recommend that the fine amount of $150 a day be applied to the property for non-compliance with the code board order, and it be entered as a lien on the property.
On this non-compliance, does it go back to October 12th?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So 150 since October 12th?
Yes, sir.
Let's see.
We have any questions for Officer McLaren?
Did you get a copy of the receipt back from the mail?
I don't believe so. I remember the first one came back as being returned back from the owner because they didn't accept it. The person that's living there isn't the property owner. He's a renter.
Okay.
So it even though it's showing on the property owner, the property appraiser's website, as that is the owner's address, he actually doesn't reside there, and he doesn't have it homesteaded. So it's...
Okay.
Is there a respondent here to answer any questions or give testimony? Hearing none. I have a question. Ms. Nix, on this, it says any future occurrences could be fined up to $500. That's above and beyond today. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be if it's found that it's still in compliance today and to, for instance, impose the fines as ordered in the previous order.
Okay.
The up to $500 would be if they come into compliance and then were to violate again in the future.
Gotcha. So do we have any questions?
Mr.
So it's a non-compliance case because...
Never came compliance.
They haven't come in compliance.
But they've been before the board before.
It was brought forth for the original hearing in September.
In September.
Yes, and at that time, that's when the board had ordered a compliance date of October 12th. But now they're bringing it back for the finding as to whether or not it's in compliance now and to potentially impose the fine.
All right, well, should I make a motion or somebody else?
Ms. Chairman, I move to find response in violation of the city code and that the penalty set forth in the board's previous order dated September 25th, 2018 shall be imposed consistent with that order.
So we have a motion.
I'll second that.
We have a second on that. Any discussion amongst us? A roll call, please.
Board Member Capra.
Aye.
Board Member Giltz.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrero.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
All right.
Okay. Last but not least, the last item for tonight. It's another non-compliance case from 2018, CE001735. Service address of 315 Panama Circle. The owner shown is Kimberly A. French. For violations of Winter Springs City Ordinance 13-1 for general prohibition, 13-2 subsection B for junk and debris. The original hearing date was also on September 25th, 2018, and their date of service was February 2nd of 2019, and the inspector was myself. The case was heard before the code board on September 25th, 2018, reference to an accumulation of junk and debris on the property, and the property posing as a blight to the surrounding area. Property was found in violation of the cited ordinances and given until October 12th to come into compliance, which was not done. The property was posted for non-compliance hearing on February 2nd, 2019, with the notices being mailed out, certified mail return receipt requested. I spoke with the property owner, Kimberly France, on one occasion in October, where she stated she had recent mold problems in the house and she was working to remedy such. Unfortunately, the property just got into a worse condition as time went on. As you'll see from this is the original pictures taken from September 2018. And the next one, this is from January 31st, 2019. Mm. So she started accumulating more on the outside. So I recommend that the property be found in non-compliance with the code board order. A fine of $250 a day be applied and the fine be entered as a lien on the property.
Inspector, have you been by this last week? Is it still like that?
It's still in the same condition.
Well, the particle board's probably a little wet. Right.
It probably is. When I spoke with her in October, she did state to me that she couldn't afford the fine. I believe it was when she got the code board order in the mail. And I reasonably told her, I said, if you can get it cleaned up before January, they won't have to go for a non-compliance hearing. You'll just be held in violation of city ordinance. And she's like, okay, I'll have it cleaned up in about 2 weeks. And every time I went by, it just got worse.
Any questions for the inspector?
Yeah, so the original price was $250 a day, right?
Yes, sir.
Going back to October 12th.
Yes, sir.
So they never made any kind of change or anything, attempt?
No, it basically has been no attempt at it. It's just gotten steadily worse.
Okay.
Mr. McLaren, was there any contact with the resident or any attempted contact with the resident?
The day that I was posting it for the non-compliance hearing, she did pull up to the house, in which she just kind of shrugged her shoulders and walked in the house.
Usually fixes the situation. Any other questions?
I do. Is she the homeowner, Homestead?
Yes.
Okay, and she uses Waste Pro?
Yeah, everybody from the city does, yes.
Okay.
So you would have eventually taken all that for free, just put so much out every...
Well, they'll take up to 3 cubic yards. After that, they'll start charging.
Yeah, but I mean, if every Monday and every Thursday or whatever, she put a little bit out every time they take it all.
Sure.
It's an expensive playground trampoline, though.
Well, you break it up into 3-foot sections or whatever, you know, a little wood and whatever, 3 foot, and they'll just put it in a trash can, a couple trash cans.
With the metal, I'm sure if you called some sort of scrapping.
Oh, yeah, put it out there, too.
I don't think you have to call in the city. They just try to
pick it up.
They'll just find it.
They'll just pick it up.
They'll smell it from the next town over.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
Is there a respondent here to give testimony? Seeing none?
I'll make a motion.
Yes, sir.
I move to find the respondent in violation of the city code as of February 26, 2019, that each violation constitute a repeat violation under Chapter 162 Florida statute. A fine of the amount of $250 for every day on, back to October 12th. 2018.
Mr. Rarer, I don't think that's the right.
Is that the one that says fine to repeat violation still?
No, go up to B1.
Yeah, B1.
Oh, B1, okay.
Right, we're not at a repeat violation status yet.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. I move to find the respondent in violation of city code that the penalty is set forth in the board's previous order dated October 12th.
September 25th.
Yes.
Oh, September 25th, 2018 shall be imposed consistent with that order.
Have a motion, and?
I'll second that, sir.
We have a second. Any discussion amongst us? Roll call, please.
Vice Chairperson Herrera.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Board Member Gilt.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Let the record state that I also have submittals here for those city as well.
I got a question there. Wouldn't it go back to October 12th when they first went into violation?
No, they went into the date of the board's order was October 25th. It was
September 25th.
September 25th. It was posted. It was mailed to them on October 12th. But you see the words nunc pro tro?
Yeah.
That backs it up to September 25th.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. Yes, just to clarify, the date that the chairman signed it was October 9th, but that's a nunc pro tunc does mean to the date the decision was made.
Okay. Any new business? Nothing to discuss? Jared?
One note, I think, Greg, didn't you just have a birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday, buddy.
Finally get Social Security now.
Yes, I know. Medicare, too.
Well, his card is number 2. Mine is number 1.
Well, thank you.